I'm here at St. Teresa Kator, where the MSF Belgium has opened a clinic that is giving treatment to patients. I can see women and children are seated, coming to get their medical forms and then being advised to go and meet the doctor. And I'm moving towards one of the personnel who is conducting the examination for malaria. Yes, can you tell us what you are doing right now?
I'm taking sample from every patient who come to lab test. And then most of the cases here, we found they are positive. All people in Ekator, most of them, they are suffering from malaria, according to our own analysis here.
So how many have you so far seen from morning up to this time?
From morning up to this time now, we have 45 positive cases. And this one is from 5 above. And then from under 5, we have 22 cases positive. And still, this is the morning hours. Reaching to afternoon, we shall have something of more than either 80 positive cases. Sometimes it will reach to 150.
Both national and international MSF staff members have been working around the clock to provide the crucial medical assistance. Dr. Enrique has arrived from Belgium to Juba 5 months ago.
After the conflict, almost 3 weeks ago, a lot of people ran away. They went to the bush. They were looking shelter or looking with other family. And also a lot of health facilities, they broke down because their staff ran away. So MSF decided to open some mobile clinics around Juba, where we try to provide basic health care just to cover the gap. The first week we saw a lot of patients who lived in quite harsh conditions. They were sleeping outside without food or decent water. So the first week we saw a lot of people having a lot of complaints, sometimes vague, which is also a little bit because of mental trauma. Now we see more specific symptoms like malaria. People slept outside, they were bitten by the mosquitoes. The incubation time is 1 week, so now we see an increase in malaria. We also see a lot of common colds. MSF is also doing a cholera project for the moment. So here at our mobile clinic we're also extra vigilant for cholera cases. For the moment we haven't seen that many here, but they are in Juba.
According to MSF clinical officer James, the citizens can receive help every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
MSF Belgium has 4 clinics here in Juba, one in Gurey, the other one in Sugzande, in Budele 2. The one which is the main one is here in Kator, and then we have another one in Don Bosco Church in Gumbo. The most one which receive a number of patients is the one of Kator, because residents come from Gumbo itself, from Bojur, from Nyakuron, from Gudele, from Atlabarra, Haimelakal. All these areas, they come here to Kator. Even in Lologo, those of Lologo, they used to come here in Kator. We don't charge anything for our patient. Yeah, it's for free. The one in Gurey, near the market, and the one of Gudele, Sugzande, there was a school there in Sugzande, where there is also a health center there. From 8 to 5 every day, yeah.
Most of the patients are young children.
Shukran. anna taban kulli ayan jana da yan wana yan bardo de sababal jibana sarif mishish fana jahen o kamana bashkura kum shedi tan jibla na ila jata kum gisaida na felan asa zaman alhasirede ayana de ketir lakin bez der sabr der sabr bes
ayno to khalas daligo ilaj
lisan na mata kalo lisan na mali go ilaj lisa jana sagi jen bashwe ke kun nabi jelgo ilaj
Roslin Teresa Mario Adam
We do always medical checkup for malaria, and we check the respiratory tract infection. We also have some cases of the wounds. We treat them here, minor surgery. Last week, some patient came here, those who are being hurt by the bullet, and we treat them as well here. Yeah. So our case here, both medical and we do surgical, minor surgery here as well. The patient who came here since last week, they really got it on their advantage. Most of them, since last week, there were no clinics operating and hospitals are not operating, so they really appreciate our efforts and the MSF, which come out with this initiative for helping them in this critical situation.
The MSF Mobile Clinic in Kator is based on the ground of St. Teresa Cathedral. Its priest, Victor Roba, has been very pleased with the cooperation.
This clinic, these are one of the NGOs and bringing medicines to those who ran by then from different parts of Juba, because many of them came from that side of Rock City, Munuki, Budele, some are here, but to rescue themselves from what had happened. But because of the sicknesses, of the trauma, of other things, many of them already are sick with malaria and with other diseases. But these NGOs or these people of medical, they are helping a lot, especially even those who are sick in the area here, they are coming here for the treatment. They are not more going to the hospitals, because in the hospital, if they go, they will not get even good medicines. But here, they are getting good medicines. We started our cooperation with them since the very day when people are here. Many already, they are with us. Since from that day up to now, they are still continuing helping the people. Not only these people, not only the refugees who came from there, even the people around here, now already they are coming for the assistance through them.